What's going on, Black Hollywood Live family? It's time to get it. Get it real big on the mid-season finale of Being Mary Jane. Don't speak. I know just what you say. You always talk Wait for the chorus. I jumped the gun. That was my fault. Yes. Okay, everybody.
Don't speak. I know what you're saying. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
Mary Jane, it hurts.
Don't speak. I know what you're thinking.
I know what you're thinking, Justin.
I know what you're thinking. Don't tell me cause it hurts.
Oh. Justin hurt me.
This is just the kind of song we need for the mid-season finale of Being Mary Jane here on Black Hollywood Live. You guys, it's been a long road this season, and here we are getting ready to take a little break. Once again, welcome to Black Hollywood Live presents Being Mary Jane, the official after show. I am your lead host, McCall Hall. You can find me on social media when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. That's new.
Okay.
That's new.
Okay.
That's new.
Welcome.
Sorry.
Welcome to Instagram.
Forgive me. We're going to go to my left. We're going to skip for a minute. Then to my right, to my left again. Then we go. Try to follow me this episode, please.
All right, guys. I am Paris Rose, and you can find me on Instagram at Paris Rose and on Snapchat. Find me on Snapchat.
Find her, please.
I need to find myself on Snapchat because I don't use it as much as I should. You can find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. That's SayHiTsaHai.
And so you can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness, Lioness with a Y, Sarah with an H, and also on Instagram, Sarah _ Lioness.
Now you guys are probably wondering why Sarah's over here in a cage like a lion.
Right.
And that's because we had to clear a seat for a very special guest. Ladies, a very low clap, but a very deserved clap for our guest of honor tonight from Being Mary Jane. She plays Natalie on Being Mary Jane.
Yes.
Please make some noise for Jonah Shao.
Ooh. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Black Hollywood Live.
Thank you.
Now, you're Chinese American.
I am.
But we accept everybody here.
Thank you. Love. Good to hear.
Now, let me make sure I'm saying this right. Mm-hmm. Jonah Shao.
That's very good.
Show up, Shao. I think I made a new Instagram. Yeah.
Can I just bring you with me everywhere? Yeah. Every introduction.
Now I'll have to do this twice. But number one, where can they find you?
Sure. So you can find me on Twitter, Facebook at Jonah Shao, JonaXiao, and also on Instagram.
Okay, but the hashtag is Show Up Shao.
Sure. That's, I guess, the new, let's get it trending.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, Jonah, I appreciate you coming out tonight for the finale. We're going to have a nice time. We won't embarrass you too much. We have some burning questions, mostly about the men on the show.
Okay.
But before we get to the burning questions, I want to make a quick shout out to everybody out there in the world wide web, in the internet, online. You guys engage with us all the time on Black Hollywood Live. If you haven't, make sure you follow us at BHL Online. And Sarah has the honor over in the Lion's Den. I'm calling this the Lion's Den.
I like it. The Lion's Den.
Sarah is going to give us the social media shout out of the week from the Lion's Den.
Yes. Thank you to everyone who watched us on YouTube. So I'm going to shout out some people who commented. Quintessential 2, yes, you're always in our corner.
Mm-hmm.
E. Starkey, thank you so much for watching. Quintessential 2, oh, and again. CCF Freak, thank you so much. Valerie Smith. Let's see, Leslie Fleming was really missing McCall. She said, please bring her back.
I miss you too, boo.
Monique Andouz, sorry, I hope I pronounced that correctly. And that is it. Thank you so much for tuning in.
What happened to Felix Moneypenny? No, Felix Moneypenny?
There was no Felix. Aww, no.
Felix, where you
Felix,
at?
You
usually with us
Felix.
Every week. What happened?
Felix is with us every single week. Well, for those of you guys who hit us up last week, or for you guys who have hit us up in weeks past, just know that we appreciate it. Yes. This is the kind of stuff that keeps this show flowing and keeps us on our toes, because Lord knows I miss things from time to time. I drink a lot, forgive me. But we try. We tried. Damn. Jonah Shao.
Hi.
Let's get into it. I want to go through the episode little by little, and then I want to ask you a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, once again, you've been playing the character of Natalie. We didn't see her a whole lot this episode, but you have been running around, stirring up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Whatever it takes. That seems to be my motto.
All right. Well, we're going to get into some of your antics, if you will. But let's open it up. MJ is turning 40. Mm. We knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Damn.
I know. Just the other day, she was a wee babe.
Just a wee babe on the Southern, whatever it was, Atlanta Network. And now she's embarking on 40. It opens up with her sitting at a table with her best friend and who she thinks is her soul mate. First of all, because I'm not even 30 yet.
Wee babe.
But I hope to God when I'm 40, I am surrounded by those who I truly love.
Yes.
That scene just embodied love to me. But anywho, let's take a vote. So Kara wants to go to Martha's Vineyard.
Yes.
And Lee's old corny ass wanted to do
a comedy show.
Comedy show.
No, Lee, that's not my thing.
Where MJ is about you, Lee. It's her birthday.
It sounds like MJ wanted to do Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. Good choice?
Yes.
Definitely good choice.
Martha's Vineyard.
You're so cultured.
All fancy and stuff.
Yes.
I'd say Martha's Vineyard.
Okay.
I say you can do Martha's Vineyard and there can be comedy there.
Right.
Yes. You can tell some jokes.
Get your funny ass on the plane.
Come on. I think Martha's Vineyard was good, but did it seem like a small turnout? Like, I thought MJ would be having this big celebration for her birthday. It was just the three of them, which surprised me.
Well, I mean, we got to think about it. The history of the show, MJ tends to lose people. I mean,
that's true.
You know, David's gone. Her best friend killed herself. Child. I mean, that's a lonely island.
Sorry,
it's got really dark.
Yeah, buddy, buddy gone.
Right? I want to make a quick note of something. Kara mentioned having one of MJ's mentors or something come to Martha's Vineyard. I didn't follow it very well, but MJ said something very distinct. She said, no more meeting idols.
Yes, it was Zadie Smith, the writer who wrote this book, White Teeth, and she was like, no, I can't afford to meet any of my idols because I just get disappointed. Mm-hmm. So
I couldn't agree with her anymore.
But did you see when Kara closed the door? She just looked so sad.
Yes.
Because we all know she is sad.
I know.
You messed up, Kara. You know you did.
I know. Mm.
Well, before Kara excused them out of her home, Kara actually said something fantastic. She said, Mary Jane, you are changing.
Mm.
You are in love with a great black man.
Because
we know MJ has been known to fall in love with some really questionable African-American characters.
Yes.
So that was fantastic.
Well, remember, she saw, or she was hallucinating or whatever with Justin.
Daydreaming.
Hallucinating.
Great call from the lion's den. As they're having this conversation, MJ hallucinates that Justin is actually in the living room. Very weird. But let's move on. Lee and MJ start getting it on in her hotel room, and Lee leaves her with Blue Dildo.
That's the female
version of Blue Balls. Yeah. Blue Dildo. Why did he leave?
I'm confused.
So he said,
he's saving his sperm for his deposit to the sperm bank.
Yes.
In 2 days.
But 2 days? I don't know. I don't know how the men...
Is it really that hard for a man?
Right. Like, don't you have, like, an endless supply of material?
Right. Like, you should
material?
Be good to go.
Jonah, was that originally in the script?
Oh, man.
Or was he just having a bad, like, pubic hair day and didn't want to be seen?
I think it actually was.
Oh, okay.
No, he was having a good chest day because his body looked kind of good in that scene. I was surprised. We haven't seen much of Lee's body before.
Very true.
Right? I can't think of the actor's name, but you were glistening.
Mm-hmm.
Glistening. Goodness. So we move on to the crew having a meeting, and we see Natalie pop up. There goes Jonah. So we have the crew debating about this new story. And okay, so I'm a sports fan. I'm when sports and pop culture collide.
Right.
Okay. So Justin pitches this idea about Mary Jane battling Knicks fans. Nobody can battle a Knicks fan unless they're a Knicks fan.
Right.
You cannot battle a Knicks fan because they are diehard. honestly, I thought he was setting her up at that point.
Yeah, I thought it was going to get ugly because, you know, she can't handle confrontation well at all. So I could just see it
Let
turning.
Alone from a Knicks fan.
Right.
I didn't know she knew sports that well. So I thought, oh, this is a setup here.
But remember last week she knew this. She talked to Aaron. That was her way in with Aaron by connecting with him about the Super Bowl play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I guess they figure she's confident enough to handle sports. But the Knicks, that's a totally different
animal. Yeah.
Shout out to Spike Lee, one of the biggest Knicks fans in the world.
Diehard.
I was going to say Jack Nicholson, but that's the wrong team, right?
He's late.
Different team.
Oh, sorry. I'm going to stay over here.
And my name is McCall Hall, one sports and pop culture for life. You'll find me on social media. Justin pulls MJ aside and, you know, he basically assures her that they're never, ever, ever going to make out again.
I believed him, too. I really did.
You know, I feel those eyes are shifty.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't like those eyes.
Well, I love to hate them. No.
So, and maybe you can comment on this. Mm-hmm. I feel like this particular episode, and I'm reaching out here on a limb,
okay,
but I feel like the production team shot Justin with a different, like, filter. Because, like, every time I watch Justin in the previous episodes, he seems like a devil to me. But they gave him a very soft filter this episode that made me kind of like him.
No, because
am I reading too far into this?
I didn't hear about them discussing any lighting changes, so I don't... Maybe they did it, and they didn't talk about it. I didn't hear it, at least on set.
So here's my question for you before we move on. Mm-hmm. When they have those classic scenes in the break room, or not the break room, the meeting room.
I'm in the break room a lot.
In the actual meeting room, they're really tense. Mm-hmm. Are they actually that tense when, you know, you guys are shooting it? How do you guys prepare for that kind of tension? Because I'm assuming people are pretty cool off the air. So how do you guys build that? T-alert.
Unless it's in real life.
Right, let us know.
But seriously, I mean, the way you guys kind of build up that tension and have that kind of animosity mm-hmm. in that room, when everybody's in that room, how do you guys build it up, and what is it like to shoot that scene when people are trying to be so petty?
I would say I think for all of us, it was pretty much like an on and off switch. Mm-hmm. Like, even before certain scenes, we'd be singing. I think, like, Lisa would, like, pull out her phone sometimes, and we would do, like a Snapchat type of thing, and, like, be singing along, and then, like, the cameras would be rolling. Because there's, you know, there's a lot of downtime in between, and so I think... I didn't see anyone like staying in the
tent. You're method acting.
So Gabrielle, like, water. Okay, I'm gonna get water.
So Gabrielle Union never gave you like the cold shoulder. This bitch is trying to take my job.
Not that I saw. I didn't notice any side eyes.
Okay.
No, she was fantastic. Super supportive. Just a lovely, lovely person.
What about Michael? Because you know, I judge him because of those eyes, and I know he was born with them.
Putting her on the spot now.
I apologize.
And I love him because of those eyes.
He's definitely one of the more reserved castmates, but he's actually better looking in person than even on screen.
Lord. Damn, Justin.
I know,
Don't say that.
I was like, I didn't think it was possible. I was like, oh.
Not bad to see him at worst.
Yeah.
I can see those eyes are bewitching. Like, you're suddenly talking to him, and then you're like... Oh, sorry.
And he has that like low voice.
Oh,
you know?
So that's real. That voice he puts on.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's very. He's kind of a quieter guy overall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, silence.
Well, that's good to know. That still doesn't make me like him anymore. Justin, I still hate you. But this episode, I actually kind of liked him. But what were you going to say, Lion?
I was going to ask Jonah if you were Team Justin or Team Lee.
Natalie is definitely Team Justin, but Jonah is Team Lee.
See, okay. So no longer Team Aaron. You're dead.
No, screw Aaron.
She said that with some heart, like the actual
guy. Like, you got in his face last week.
Yes. Oh, that was a really fun scene to shoot because we did different versions, and there was a version where I'm like, I'm gesticulating. I think that's the word, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
Crazy. And like, and he's just like, and cowering a little bit. So that was really fun to shoot. It's kind of fun to be angry sometimes.
Let it out.
Now, before we move on, last question. How does this role compare with some of the other roles that you've done in the past?
Well, this is the most recent show that I've done right after Halt and Catch Fire. And I'd say I typically play, like, outspoken, kind of feisty characters, and so that part was the same. In Halt and Catch Fire, I play a very tomboy character, and I the dress for me was, like, Asian chola. Was what I was going for.
Asian chola.
And so I, and what I was really excited that I loved, like, almost all of my wardrobe, like, a lot. Like, my outfit.
You were sharp. Didn't I tell
you? Thank
you. Your makeup and wardrobe.
Yeah. I loved, yes. Amazing. They were fantastic. I was like, how do I get my hair to do that?
It always looks great. I noticed. Yeah. I noticed.
So thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. It took time. It takes time.
It's been very fun to watch you, and I'm definitely going to have a few more in-depth tea-spilling questions for you.
Okay. All right. Bring it.
But I want to keep it moving. Real quick, Justin pulls aside MJ, and we find out that Rhonda basically has lied about that story that broke.
Yes.
She is fabricating a story, which is basically career suicide. So let's talk about Lee and MJ. So Lee and MJ discuss Justin's career advice. So MJ's up about 3 a.m. She's getting ready to go shoot the show. And Lee comes in. He wants to talk to her about, you know, how she's moving things along.
Right.
Here's my issue with Lee. It seems like Lee doesn't understand the ebb and flow of her career. Mm-hmm. Like, when she needs to be laser focused, he doesn't allow her to focus on her career or the task at hand, right? Like, why can't he ever just let her have her moment?
Okay, so you feel like he's always making it about him when it should be about her?
There you go.
Got it.
It's always good to have people smarter than you around because they can, like, make your words more concise. Yes.
Got it. Yeah.
Is anybody else feeling that?
I agree. Like, in that moment, that morning, especially when you knew that was going to be a big day for her, like, why bring up something that you knew would turn into a fight or, like,
something so heavy.
Something so heavy. Yeah. Like, we can talk tonight. Like, why are you bringing this up now?
McCall, you were upset when he said, good luck with your bloody job.
Well, I was pissed. But you know what I think kind of tipped him over the edge was the fact that she brought up Justin.
Yeah, I think.
So men can kind of handle it if you just have, well, actually, no. I was trying to say men can handle it if you have emotional connections to another man, but not physical.
Right.
But I think I've got this all backwards.
You know, a guy recently told me that men are more sensitive than we actually think they are. So I feel like this is one of the few times that we're actually seeing Lee insecure about something. Yes. And Justin and them light eyes are his Achilles heel.
I think it's more than the light eyes, though. I think it's the fact that Justin has her mind wrapped around something other than Lee in their relationship. But I'm sorry, cut you off. What were you going to say?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember.
They also work together, and, you know, Justin has a better job, and he spends a lot of time with MJ, so all of that adds to it.
Mm-hmm. He's like a work husband.
Right.
Yes.
A very cute,
a really hot work
handsome one.
So, Lee uses a very, very, very heated trigger word, and that's trap. You never say trap to a woman, even if you're talking about, like, trap house. Like,
trap queen.
Like, trap queen, right. Trap music, Fetty Wap. I don't want to hear that. I think she took it too far, though. I don't think he was trying to say, you're trying to trap me. It was one of those cultural things, like, he drinks tea and she drinks soda kind of deals.
Okay.
Like, I think she kind of overreacted about the trapping part.
But it was also the comparison to his ex-wife.
Yes.
Or, like, we're trying to move on, and the fact that he brought her up and then it's still, like, throwing it in MJ's face. And then the fact that he doesn't really want a baby. Like, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. Lee says he's compromising about this whole baby situation.
Mm-hmm.
I call BS.
Oh, yes.
You do not compromise when it comes to a baby.
No.
Am I right or am I wrong?
You are right.
You are right.
200% right.
But then when his ex-wife brought up having a baby, he was, you know, really
thinking about it.
Yeah, it sounded like a great idea. But here it is, when MJ brings up having a baby, now there's a problem.
Now what's the kids are in two different countries, and he's thinking of all these excuses.
Issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lee, you shady, wavy. I need you to focus.
Lee, let me just say this to you. Sahai is on your tail. If nobody else is on it, Sahai is on your tail.
Well, the coattails, literally.
Do you think Lee was wrong to be upset, like saying MJ said it was a deal breaker? Like, if he didn't want a baby, then she would leave. And he was like, oh, you always do that. You always leave if things get rough.
Yeah, so we see Mary Jane have the ultimate meltdown. Okay, so we have seen in 2017 a new president. We've seen all sorts of, you know, things in this country. But nothing as explosive as that scene.
As a Mary J. meltdown with the...
With the shrieking and the throwing of
objects.
The,
that was a little crazy.
That was a lot. Were you there when they filmed that?
I was not. Oh. I was not in the vicinity.
She threw a teacup at him.
Do they need a stuntman for that?
Duck. Like.
Yeah, like, is that real glass when they throw those kind of things, or are they props?
Sometimes when they throw it, they're throwing a prop, but then they, like, the actual, like, crashing, you know, unless it's all one continuous scene. So usually they'll do, like, a cut.
Okay.
Because that'd be a mess to clean up.
Yeah. Actually, more than one take. You're just like, oh my God.
So Lee drops a hammer, right? Mm-hmm. After he ducks and dodges the teacup, okay, looking like Humpty Dumpty at the end. Lee basically says, you've lost another man.
That was so mean.
Yes. Just wrong, Lee.
And he knew that she was embarking on something important that day.
And her birthday was looming. Like, don't do that, Lee. She's got a lot on her mind right now.
Disrespectful.
Rude.
Disrespectful. I want to talk about this. Okay. You guys, I love the fact that it's her birthday. I love the fact that Pattersons are, like, uniting to do something special. But I'm so sick of these dang video message things. Aww, like,
but it was video message.
It was too much.
Patrick's was very long. Super but it was very cute.
So many different parts of the house. Like, are we done yet, Patrick?
Happy Patrick birthday. Was talking for like 5 minutes. I'm like, Instagram only gives you 60 seconds. Aww. Like, let's get it
wrap
going.
It up.
It was cute, though.
But overall, put together, I was like, I get the idea.
Yeah.
So. Like, McCall's not feeling that.
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was terrible.
It's sentimental.
But what can you get? MJ, who can buy anything she wants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What can they get her?
It was thoughtful. Last year, they forgot her birthday.
That's a good point.
Plus, I like a video message as opposed to, like, a regular old slideshow. You know?
Yeah.
You
already slideshows were cool, though. Like, in the 90s?
Yeah. But step it up. Bring some technology to it.
Slideshows were... I used to do the slideshow, so I'm a little bit... I'm like, yeah, slideshow.
Now you guys know what not to get me for my birthday. Yeah. Don't send me no damn video message.
Maybe she wants retro, like slideshow.
Right.
That's
right. I like it.
Don't send me nothing. Leave me the hell alone on my birthday. Justin talks with Aaron about MJ being ready, and then he walks in on her having a complete freaking meltdown.
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Goodness.
Her hair was a mess. Her mascara's going everywhere. She claims she's ready. So then Garrett throws the ultimate curveball and says that they need to do a new segment. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mary Jane has broken up with this man. She's been preparing for this next segment, and now all of a sudden she's got to prepare for emojis.
Emojis. Yeah, emojis.
They also picked the worst emojis.
The
like
worst
the
emojis.
The rice cracker. I'm like, I've
first
never seen
all,
that one.
That's I didn't real? Even know that was a rice
but
cracker.
Maybe did they have to make up their own due to copyright reasons?
No,
probably.
Actually, those were. But the hands, that's real.
The
hand
and the smiley face sweating is real.
But the teardrop was up here, not
yeah, that's
down.
A sweating
yeah,
one.
It's
oh,
a sweating
that's,
one.
It's real.
I use that sometimes.
Okay. I don't use emojis. If I need to share my emotion, I'm just going to send you a picture of my face looking at
that. Or a video message.
Marco Polo.
Mcmoji. let's get into Kara talking to Justin. So once again, I think Kara is like really trying to figure out why are you so... like, concerned about MJ. She's still trying to find the angle.
Do you think she senses that there's some type of attraction going on between
See,
MJ
I don't,
and
I couldn't sense that.
Yeah, I'm surprised because I thought, you know, Karen normally gets these things.
Yeah.
She hasn't mentioned it at all. She's slacking.
You know, because she's got things on her mind with Orlando.
Yeah,
that's
right.
What it is.
And MJ, to go back a little bit, MJ challenges Kara to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge. So Kara's like the ultimate... you know, caregiver. She's always looking out for somebody.
Yeah.
Kara on the show, like, behind the scenes, is she like that? Like, is she like the mama, like, looks out for everybody?
I wouldn't know. I think she's kind of fun. She's just fun.
Oh, okay.
she does have kids, and so I remember in the like makeup trailer, she was playing like a karaoke song or like a no. It was her daughter had been in the studio and recording a song, and they're both amazing singers.
Oh,
and I'm like such a talented family.
Yeah,
like
awesome.
All of them. So I didn't really get a very maternal vibe. She's kind of like fun and spunky.
Nice.
That's good. Yeah. You shouldn't have to lose your fun and spunky just because you got kids. Right. So shout out to you, Lisa.
Yeah, attracting the younger men. That's why.
Right. MJ and Aaron do this hellish segment about emojis, and it almost goes downhill. They kind of get it back on track. Right. But the good thing was the executives from the network were actually there in person to see it, and I think they were pretty happy.
Yeah.
According to Garrett, so they were happy?
Yeah. Okay. And I think, again, it was a good strategy because we know MJ has a temper. She was already on edge with the whole birthday situation and Lee, and to give her this emoji story, even though it seemed... you know,
trivial,
simple,
yeah,
but it actually worked to her advantage because I feel like with the Knicks, she would have went off, then she would have looked bad, and it would have turned ugly.
I was expecting more of a reaction from her when she realized she had to do that emoji. How do you say it?
Emoji.
Clearly, somebody else in the team's damn emojis.
I always said it.
Emoji.
I'm like, oh, so it's emoji?
That's how I say it in Nigeria.
She wasn't upset at all about it. I thought she was going to make a big deal, and then that was going to be the drama of the episode. But
yeah.
She was cool.
Yeah, she seemed to be cool. So after the segment gets done, Justin pulls her to the side, kind of gasses her up, and says, yo, they liked you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, he kind of reels himself back in. He's like, I can't drag her into any more mess. Mm. I have to handle this whole plotting against Rhonda without MJ. Mm. Mm-hmm. I think it backfired on him just a little bit. Should he have involved MJ a little bit more in that plotting?
I don't think so, because it was risky. It was his idea, and she was going to be the face reporting that story, not him. You know what I'm saying? So I think his intentions were good. The whole time I was like, Justin, I don't trust you. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What you about to do, Justin?
Because he was like, I've got to do this on my own. And I'm like, uh-oh, what is it? Now we're going to see where he's dark. But... he was fine. They made it like that, though.
Because I kept on thinking Justin was going to be like, like, he had a master plan this whole time. I still think he does.
Well, so does Kara.
He masters something. back to Patrick and this silly-ass video message. And then Garrett and Justin... sorry, I just didn't like it. Garrett and Justin talk about this whole deal with Rhonda fabricating a story.
Right.
This is one of those situations where you had to be damn sure.
Yeah.
Like, damn sure. But I kind of feel like... I thought Garrett was going to put up more of a fight.
Because Rhonda.
Because Rhonda's his girl.
They just put a lot of money into Rhonda. Mm-hmm. I thought Garrett was going to put up more of a fight. Do you guys think Garrett's like secretly sick of Rhonda?
Garrett is a weird character. I can't read him.
He's hot.
Right?
Yeah, you're like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I was surprised he didn't put up more of a fight. But I don't know where his mind was. I'm like, Garrett, what are you? You know what he was focusing on, the Knicks. Because anything sports related, that's what Garrett wants to talk about. When he says anything else, he's like, I can't.
But he doesn't seem like a strong character. Like
a strong boss.
He seems easily swayed and not convincing. And I don't know. I don't like him as a boss.
Yeah.
I just don't like him at all. Now, what is his real name?
Ashton.
Ashton what?
Holmes.
I was going to say Pratt.
I believe it's Holmes.
Did you look at him and think of Spencer Pratt when you first met him?
From
the Hills?
Now you will.
When you go home tonight, do one of those, what is it, like Doppelmanger?
Doppelganger.
What'd I say?
Doppelmanger.
Whatever, shut up. Do a side-by-side with the guy who plays Garrett and Spencer Pratt. I swear they're the same people.
Yes.
And they both make me just as sick.
Yeah. Maybe it's your feelings towards Spencer that make you hate Garrett.
Right.
You know?
Because I'll never forget what's... Never mind. Okay.
See? He's just
I feel like Garrett's like playing his own game.
He's got his own motives?
I don't know. Like, he just... It's hard to read him. Like, he'll seem like he's playing a favorite. Right. You know? Yeah. Like, he'll do that, and then he'll switch it up.
Yeah.
And then, so it's, like, weird, because we don't know where his loyalty is.
And you know what? That brings up the point how last week he invited Kara to the poker game, mm-hmm. and then this week, didn't he try to get MJ to do something with him? So he's like, Kara's out, MJ is in. Remember?
Yeah.
She was like, Kara mentioned that she's part of the boys club now, but now she's out. Mm-hmm. Is she out because she doesn't have
Orlando?
See, Kara is hardcore.
Remember how excited he was when Orlando like announced that he was with Kara? He's like, yes!
Yeah. Exactly.
But I also think he's probably entertained by like the beef between MJ and Rhonda and Justin and Rhonda. Like,
well, the more they compete, the better they have to. Right. They have to keep stepping up to one up each other.
Yeah, they both have to keep working hard.
And he did want a rivalry between the women in the beginning, so that's true.
Yeah.
He got that.
So after they have this conversation, Justin shows up to MJ's apartment. Or hotel.
Mm-hmm.
She should have a place of her own by now.
Yes.
I'm just saying. And makes her a cocktail.
Literally.
Oh, are you sure I should come in? You know you want to come in, Justin. Right.
I thought he was going to roofie her. I just knew he was about to put
her. You're
so dull.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just know Justin has some ulterior motives. I don't know what they are yet, but I see them.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Right. I'm sorry.
That was just really dark, and I don't even know how to come back from it. Yeah, let me look at my notes one more time.
Drinks. He made her drink a cocktail.
They had drinks, and then they had a conversation on the couch, and they got so close. They started gazing at each other. Yes. You know, that's like the key to, like, you know, telling somebody you like them is that gaze. You got to look at them a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was going
to
go down.
I was waiting for it to be passionate. The lighting was good.
Right. They were on the couch already. Like,
he made that attention.
He's a mixologist. You know, I thought it was going to be... I was ready for that scene. Mm-hmm. That I was ready for.
Well, but you know MJ. She's a risk taker. Hotel sex, been there.
Yeah. But studio sex.
Right.
Studio.
And the job.
What?
The shade that we will get into. real quick, Justin sends Garrett a text and asks them to come to the studio to basically say that Rhonda's going to be suspended. Mm-hmm. MJ gets the chair. Number one, at what time of the night did they get that text?
Where everybody is gone.
Well, the news is 24/7, right? So maybe Garrett was still at the studio.
If anybody from AfterBuzz TV or Black Hollywood Live hits me up at 1 in the morning to come back here to tell me something, I would be at my house.
Thank you. You could have called them.
Right. Just call me and tell me.
That was a big moment for her.
That's true.
Like, to hear it from her boss face to face and made it real, because over the phone, and she may have thought, nah, Gary, you lying.
Yeah. So. And then he just left. Okay, see you guys tomorrow.
Back
probably
at work.
Watch some sports or something.
Okay, Jonah, where were you when you got the call up that you were going to be doing Being Mary Jane?
Oh man. I think I probably was at home. It's good that I'm home because I do a lot of screaming and jumping up and down.
Do you? I always wonder, like, are you guys supposed to be actors as you guys, by the way? Mm-hmm. Are you
professionals? You acting people.
Are you guys, like, calm? Because I feel like I would be such a geek, like, whoa, I got it.
No,
I don't think... Oh, I got it? Cool.
No, see, not calm at all. No, like, I'm excited. I pump. Like, I have, like a callback dance. So if I get a callback, I'm like, I got it. I think it's important to, like, celebrate everything.
Right.
You know, like, the small wins and the big wins, especially for bookings. So, because I, even auditioning for my role, I just found Natalie to be, like, such a fun character. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she's ambitious, and she'll do whatever it takes. She likes to have fun. She likes to party. She likes to have sex. That's cool.
Take a number. she's not holding back. That's what I like about her.
Yeah. No, not at all. Not at all. She's a little shameless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did they shoot those New York scenes in New York or in Atlanta? Or
Atlanta.
Here? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
See?
Mm-hmm. So even some of the exterior scenes that we did, they were
all in Atlanta. That's
and how did you like spending, how long were you in Atlanta for the shoots?
Oh, off and on for a few months.
Oh, wow.
So Atlanta has become like a second home for me. I really enjoyed being there.
Oh, snap. Okay, shout it.
Okay. Is anyone here from Atlanta?
No.
I worked there and I had a good time.
Oh, yes. It's fantastic.
Did you go to the strip club?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you missed out, girl.
Oh, it's the most famous. Yes.
Oh, okay. Next time, I'm going to the strip club.
Yeah, girl. You can even eat like a nice meal.
And it's
yeah.
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 Okay.
If that's where the party is.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nice combination.
Exactly.
ask Gabrielle Union. I heard she likes to go to the strip club. So
really?
Ask Gabby about the strip club.
Okay. I'll be like, what do you recommend?
I'm sure she knows.
Yeah. So let's get into all of it. So,
oh, no.
Let me tell you something. I have had the pleasure here at Black Hollywood Live and at AfterBuzz TV. We've had some lovely celebrity guests. Yourself, Jonah, fantastic. We've had some very hot men come through here.
Mm-hmm.
But at no point here at Black Hollywood Live or at AfterBuzz TV have I ever had the urge to just have sex in the middle of the studio.
Oh. I was wondering. where she was going.
I mean, no fear. Yes. Not worried about cameras.
No cameras.
Not the janitor coming by, you know, to throw out the garbage and seeing her. She was in it. And Justin, too, was doing some things.
Oh, my God.
Like,
on the table.
Yes.
Bent over the table. Like, just in the middle of the studio. I'm just like, y'all can even go to, like, an office or something. Yes. Just, like, out there.
You know, but then it's like, but it's, like, sexy in that, like, you could get caught in it.
I was kind of jealous.
Yeah. We're hating because we're jealous.
Exactly.
I was low-key jealous, but then I started thinking about this studio, and I'm like, where would I go? Like, this would just be so awkward.
Right. And she was very flexible. I said she must
do leg was all the way up there.
So was anybody...
They made a point of showing her foot up there. I was like, well, mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I know about this studio, we have, like, 50 cameras in here.
Right.
Okay. I think they're turned off when we're not in here, but who knows? Mm-hmm. Somebody could have accidentally left a camera on to record. This could be live streaming, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I was really worried, not so much about somebody being in there, but that the camera was going to capture them getting it on.
And I thought it was going to prevent her from getting the
right. I thought so, too.
We just gave you this job, and y'all just... Yeah.
Right. With Rhonda, I thought Rhonda was going to be like,
exactly.
Exactly. And I was waiting for it. I was like, come on. No, they...
Yeah, I guess I don't know why we wanted that. I know.
Well, it was hot, low-key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was also quite aggravating.
Yeah.
And see, let me tell you something about sex scenes. I love them. I love a good... but I want to be able to watch it and know that it's not going to get interrupted by no BS.
Okay.
I don't want any, like, foreshadowing with kids or somebody walking in. Just let me enjoy it for what it is, right? I couldn't really enjoy it because I keep thinking, like, damn, somebody's going to come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't enjoy it. But anywho...
Mary J. enjoyed it for all of us.
side note, I just want to bring something up. I am a huge proponent of safe sex.
Yeah.
We also live in a climate right now, political climate, where we don't know what's going to happen with birth control. MJ, you should have made him put on something.
I'm so glad you said that. I thought the same thing. I'm like, so raw-dogging it.
So they,
oh my
so
God.
They raw-dogged it.
Maybe
we
just didn't see that part.
Girl. Okay. I mean, I just think for the sake of television, they should have had him reaching his back.
Send a message to us.
True.
It's early for predictions, but I do think that MJ is going to end up pregnant.
By Justin?
No. And they're going to name the baby Rhonda.
Oh, my God.
So let's move on, you guys. We got to get out of here. back to Patrick in this stupid-ass video. And then Rhonda confronts MJ.
Oh, yeah.
Rhonda. Looking like a dream girl deferred.
Seriously.
Her hair looks fur.
With that damn fur all cut.
Leaving in style.
Okay. Okay.
Happy 40th.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how old are you, Rhonda?
Yes.
Like, right?
The way she left that lip, like, lingering, happy 40th. Great acting by her, by the way.
Yeah.
What is her real government name? I can't think of it right now.
Don't get me to
Valerie?
Yeah,
Valerie?
The one that plays Rhonda.
Yeah, Valerie.
Valerie.
Uh-huh. She's...
an absolute legend veteran in the game.
Yes.
I love her acting. She really bought into this whole devilish character.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I've seen her on shows like Half and Half and whatnot, and I really loved her on that show. I've never disliked her characters, but she, like, went all in. I was with her ass a few times.
Yes.
So Rhonda confronts MJ, and she compares the anchor chair to a drug.
It's addicting.
Well,
it's addicting.
MJ, she has that kind of addictive personality. She likes things that give her a rush. So I think at one point it was like the men she dated. That's why she dated these bad boys. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's a little bored with Lee, and this is why she was open to this whole Justin experience. You never know.
It's possible. I mean, the chair also means power, and everyone wants power, especially MJ, so it can be addicting. I mean, drugs are not the only thing that are addicting. People can get addicted to shopping, whatever it is.
People.
So this is her thing. It's their thing.
Yeah.
This chair.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we then find out that, so if you're going to go out, like, drop a mic, right? If they told me in Black Hollywood Live, girl, you got to go, I would drop a mic.
Find a mic and then drop it.
And I ate all the damn popcorn. So Rhonda drops the mic that Kara got suspended. Well, she didn't really say Kara got suspended. She said good luck to Kara, something like
that. Yeah, I'm sure she'll get back on her feet.
Bounce back.
So even though Rhonda got the ultimate, like, boot.
Right.
She made sure that somebody else went down with her. Mm-hmm. Because Kara was the supervising producer on that segment that got botched and fabricated, she is now fired as well. Well, mm-hmm. they said suspended. But indefinitely, like...
Right.
But yeah, I don't know how long, but I loved how her being vulnerable like that led to something else after. Led her to reflect on what she needed to do with her life. Mm-hmm. And I liked what happened next.
True. Shady, petty moment of the episode. So I started chuckling to myself because Kara is talking to MJ about Justin, and she goes, you better watch her back. And I was like, Justin saw all her back.
Mm-hmm. So, and the front.
And the front. Justin got her back covered.
With his body.
Yeah, so then MJ approaches Justin, and I thought she was going to go a little bit harder on Justin.
But they were still at work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She had to...
That ain't stopped them from going all in. I just spit. I completely disagree. Because you had no problem dropping your drawers at work.
When no one else is around.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. But emotions run high. Last week, Natalie was, you know, screaming at Aaron at work. So it doesn't seem like a place where they hold back.
They had to. I think they try, and then it's like, boom.
Right.
Then, oh, sweet girl. At this point, I needed every bit of Excedrin, Advil, anything in my medicine cabinet. Because I saw that ashy-lipped Lee show up at her job
in that
damn trench coat.
I don't know why I hate on this coat,
I know.
Though.
How many coats do you guys have?
Okay, you were there. Does he have multiple coats in different colors? I feel like it's the same coat every week.
I actually never shot with him.
Interesting. You know, now think about it.
So that's an interesting little segue before I go in on Lee. Out of all the male characters on the show, who would you have liked to have shot a scene with? And they suggest that you and Aaron got it on, but like, which character would it have been fun to like have a romantic scene with?
There's a lot of good options. Yeah. It would have to be between MJ's brother and Justin.
Oh, PJ!
What? Okay.
Yes,
Why choose?
Show up and show shall. Yes. Get down. I could see that. I could see Natalie finding a way to bring those two back somehow.
Mm-hmm. She'll be plotting and scheming.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, girl, I want a PJ too.
See?
PJ is just
We can share.
And did anybody catch it? So PJ is in Dubai.
I mean, did he sell the Rolex? How did he get there? I thought he quit the job.
No, he didn't quit the job. He just wasn't going to be mentored by that woman anymore.
I'm so confused. How did PJ get to Dubai? Did I miss something?
He's doing really well. He's got money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but...
I guess he's balling out of control now.
Yeah.
Jet setting. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I missed that, too.
Take off my watch. So Lee shows up, which actually makes me hate Lee even more.
Why? You said you were going to talk about this. Why?
So, again, going back to what you said earlier...
Uh-huh.
Every moment that MJ is supposed to have, he ruins it.
Right. Okay.
Like, I mean, I know they haven't talked in a while, but damn, like, let her dictate when you guys are going to talk again. Okay. You walked out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to just decide when you walk back in.
Walked all the way out, too.
Like, walked all the way
out. Add me to the list.
Add me to the list. Yeah. I'm taking my trench coat. I'm going back to my whatever. We don't even know where the hell he lives.
Where do you live?
I'm going back to the mission.
We've never seen it.
Another mission. But the thing is, Lee blames her for having these outbursts, and he has his own outbursts.
Yes, he does.
Well.
Why are you going to show up at my job and bring up this drama? Like, I am working.
Yes, but right before she goes on air to and be the face, the last face she sees.
The co-anchor.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm going to admit, if I had a boo, one day maybe I will. I would love to have my boo be like, you know what, baby, we have to talk about this. I'm so upset. I got to come to your job to talk about this. I mean, I feel like it's just his passion just spilling over, and it always spills over at her job.
But, okay, the first time you're like, cute. The second time you're like,
stalker.
No. Call me. We can meet up later.
Text me. Use emojis.
Hey, who needs to spill over at his job?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, he said the PA, the production assistant, he had to bribe one.
Yes.
Oh, the PA.
take his ass back to the mission.
Yeah, he needed a side hustle, right?
So let's talk about the video message. This is where I actually thought it was cute. Patrick filmed Niecy, and he had a moment of being very proud of Niecy.
I was proud of Niecy too.
I like that part. So back to Lee.
Okay.
Back to Lee. You guys, why? Like, why?
Why did he pop up?
Why did he have to come back?
What do you mean? You just wanted him to stay gone forever?
Yes.
Gone so he would come back.
You thought the breakup would be like that? Like, and never talk again? But then, okay, so this is what pissed me off about it. They cut back to Lee, and we really don't get, like, a definite, like, anything.
Right.
No.
But isn't that how breakups are? Like, you have that fight, you stop talking for a couple of days, like, and then somebody sends a hey big head text.
Yeah.
You know, you
how up, you doing?
Hey big head.
Right. Hey you.
Exactly. Hey
big head. So here's who had the hey big head moment.
Okay.
Kara.
Yeah.
Kara lost that job. She was like, wait, that man got how much money? Hey, big head.
She said, I need something to fill this void in my life.
But when he opened that door without a shirt on, girl. I was like, does he have another
I thought he had a girl with him.
Me too. But Orlando was looking fine. This whole episode. First with the goatee, then shirtless. Maybe I'm just hot in heat.
No.
It's been a while.
I'm messing with you. So yeah, Kara goes to see Orlando. She goes back in there, and God knows what happens. But you know what? When one door closes, another one opens.
Mm-hmm.
And if that door don't open, open up your legs, Kara. The video ended up being really nice and touching.
Yeah, it was really cute.
Shout out to Mrs. Patterson and that wig.
Oh.
And that blush. Yeah. Travion.
Yeah.
So, Travion is still with us, you guys.
Yeah, he was speaking and reading and stuff this time.
Travion's still with us.
He still ain't seen his daddy, though.
But his dad could reappear. Somebody on the internet asked us about his dad.
Do you think he'll come back?
And you were like, so.
He needs a male role model.
He needs a man in his life. So then it ends with the crescendo.
Yes.
MJ finally makes it to the anchor chair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least he's Justin.
Yes.
Touch her. Mm-hmm.
Caressing her hips and stuff. Like, oh,
what?
I apologize. Sorry. There was a point when she was walking into the office where Justin, like, caressed her chin and he kind of brought her in by her hip. And I said, Justin, that's just too much. Oh, again, yes. You being fast. He don't know how to act in the workplace.
I mean, that's excited.
After what they just did, I mean, you
that's
can touch
too
my
much.
Hip.
Can that's you nice. Play it off a little bit, though? What at the workplace?
Well, question.
Mm-hmm.
Before we salute MJ and this wonderful intro she did, Justin's girlfriend, this beautiful Nubian queen premiered in episode 2.
She was one and done.
Yeah. Maybe they broke up.
Have you seen her? Like, has she been around the set?
No, just that one set.
Okay.
That one time.
Okay.
Did they address that?
Like, Will Packer, I need us to, like, tie in the girlfriend again because we...
I didn't know what happened.
We don't know what happened.
Yeah, we saw her once.
She came to the studio to get the tickets for the Knicks game,
mm-hmm.
and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's gonna be pregnant next time we see her.
Yeah, he might still be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to MJ's cobalt blue premiere dress.
Loving that, dress.
Honey,
that ensemble with the ruffled shoulder.
That dress was cute. She had that. Hair again.
Yeah, that tight anchor hair.
It was a little bit
hair.
Better this time.
It had a kind of a wave going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sahai is our resident fashion correspondent.
Yes.
Did we like this premiere look?
I did. I think that color was great on her. I liked all those business attire. Even our lady who you said she had on the fur. What's her name?
Rhonda.
Rhonda had a tangerine dress for her exit. That fit her very well. I was like, get it, Rhonda. So, yes, hair, makeup, and wardrobe, I'm loving.
Okay.
On point.
Mm-hmm. You know better than I do. Thank you for that.
But no, you were there, and you enjoyed the hair, makeup, and wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
correct?
So. I did.
Do you get to take anything home?
No.
So
nothing.
So
I bought a couple. I ended up like
dang.
I was like took pictures. I'm like, ooh, what is this?
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Ooh, this. I'd want to wear it again.
So let's talk about it. So this was technically the mid-season finale.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys remember, but Gabrielle Union filed a lawsuit against BET because they were trying to get her to shoot all of the season for the same amount of pay.
Right.
And she's supposed to get a pay raise every 10 episodes or something like that. Right. So shout out to you. What's her real name?
Gabrielle.
Right. Like Gabby. MJ. Shout out to Gabrielle Union for getting that money. So number one, what's next for you with the show? What would you like to see Natalie kind of evolve into on the show and any other projects that you're working on?
Sure. So it is unclear. I'm unclear about whether Natalie will be returning. So we'll see.
We can start a campaign of bring Natalie back.
Yeah. Bring Natalie back.
Bring our girls back. Bring Natalie back.
We need Natalie back. If we don't get Natalie back, I'm suing B. Yes. You don't have to do it. I'll sue B. Right. If we don't get Natalie back.
And then for me, I have a few projects coming out. So Gifted with Chris Evans is coming out in April, so next month. And then Spider-Man Homecoming is coming out in July.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Spider-Man. Hold on. Jonah came through here tonight all humble and stuff. Next time she come to Black Hollywood Live, she gonna have on a fur.
Turn into some Rhonda.
We gonna have some sparkling water because she gonna have all these demands for some rider. Congratulations to you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know, don't forget about us little people when you blow up like that. You know.
McCall never.
Appreciate that.
Now I have a question. What was your favorite part about being on set?
Oh, for being Mary Jane.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there's a lot. Everyone was so nice. Mm. Like, everyone. Like, Erica, who wrote several of the episodes, she came up, introduced herself, and was just, like, so lovely.
Okay.
And I would say, like, Valerie, who plays Rhonda, I would say out of all the characters, her character was the most, like, almost directly opposite of, like, what she plays in the show. Because she's, like, that, like, outgoing, life of the, like, she's... she was more of that, like, maternal
the
thing.
Mom. Yeah, okay.
Are you okay? You know, like, very, very sweet. So I think it was just being with such an incredible cast of, like, actors that I've respected for so long.
Yes.
And then each director that we worked with, they were very open to us, like, bringing some ideas to the table. So it just felt... yeah, like it felt like I belonged, which was cool.
That's how you get another contract. Damn it.
Bring Natalie back.
You need Natalie back. Come on. All right. Well, anybody else have questions for Jen before we get out of here?
I do. If you were not acting, what would you be doing?
Ooh.
Is there anything you wanted to be when you were little, or did you always want to be an actress?
I wanted to be an actress since I was 12.
Okay.
When I was forced to take a drama class, and I had to do the rapping version of Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh.
It's called Rappin'Stiltskin.
Kick it right here. This is the perfect platform.
I was like, I'm not a rapper. That's why it was funny. It was comedy. So I went through a few different, like, at one point I was thinking about being a professional traveling poker player.
Oh.
I can see that.
So there was that phase in my life. And then I would say maybe a talk show host.
Look at that. And look where you are this evening.
She's doing it all.
Full circle. This is a full circle moment right
now. Okay, yes, for sure. because I enjoy, I'm a very curious person. I love asking people questions and just helping inspire people to grow and stretch and really believe in themselves and take big action towards their goals in life.
So it wasn't a stretch that you were playing a reporter.
That part, I guess that part. No, that part can see
a little bit
natural. Awesome. That's awesome. Well, I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much.
On behalf of Black Hollywood Live, AfterBuzz TV, we really do wish you the best.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. You guys have so much, like, amazing star quality. I'm like, I gotta keep up.
We're trying to get on your level. Before we get out of here, I want to do predictions. We do have about 6 months. Okay, side note. These mid-season finales
what
and
is
premieres,
this?
Like, my heart can't take it.
Yeah.
Like, my heart can't take it.
Yes.
Insecure won't be back until July 23rd. Being Mary Jane, I believe it said July 18th.
Yes. Yeah.
So I basically got to go through almost the whole summer just looking at ashy, crusty people on TV. Mm. I want my real people back.
I know.
Everyone else is ashy.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
She feels strongly about
my prediction is that MJ ends up pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
Interesting.
Anybody else? Live from the lion's den?
I think that she's going to have a new man. I don't know how she could say no to Justin, but I think that, yeah, someone new's going to come in her life. And
Wasn't there a guy in the
There I tried not to watch the preview because I don't know.
There was a brief.
I watched.
Yeah.
There is someone. Right, but I mean, I don't know what that means for Lee. Like, is he really gone? Like,
Lee
do they ever.
Done. Okay.
I don't know.
Donald Trump is now in office. There's a travel ban, and there are a whole lot of other stipulations that go along with being in this country if you don't have proper documentation. I think Lee got deported.
Lee got deported. He went back to the ex-wife and joined her new relationship.
Maybe. Sounds like fun.
He missed her.
Paris Rose.
Oof. Well, the preview kind of already said a lot. I mean, I think the men are out. No more Justin. No more Lee. There's going to be a new interest, but I don't know if it's a serious thing.
I thought it was Jesse Smollett's side note. I thought it was him for a second, too.
My only prediction is I think something's going to happen, and she's not going to be co-anchor anymore.
Okay.
Yes. That's all I have.
First, I saw a short haircut, loving it.
Yes, I like the short.
I thought this was a perfect look for her. Second, it could have been me, but I swore I saw Peter from Housewives of Atlanta as in the background of a scene. If anyone else saw that, please agree with me or not.
Please put it on the YouTube.
Please let me know. Third, I just also want to say I did predict that Niecy would do hair, and she is doing hair.
Good. It's about time.
I'm basically psychic. But as far as Mary Jane, I think she's going to go back to her old ways. I think this breakup with Lee is going to send her into a tailspin. Good. She's going to be hoeing herself out like she was before. There's going to be multiple men. She was like, I'm done being a one-woman man.
One man, woman.
Yeah, this way, it happens. We get tongue-tied. Right.
So I think she's just like, I'm in New York. Let me see what New York has to offer.
Oh, Lord.
Can't say that. Blame her. So before we get out of here, I want to make sure that people know where to find you online once again. So sure. When you're tweeting BET, we need Natalie back. what are they tweeting?
So it would be at Jonah Shao.
Okay.
So that's for JonaXiaO for, my different social media handles.
Perfect. To you guys out there, make sure you guys keep engaging with us on all the social media channels at Black Hollywood Live. It's been a pleasure being your lead host. You can find me on social media in the meantime when sports and pop culture collide at So McCall Hall on Twitter and McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And to my co-host, before we get out of here, where can they stalk you until July?
Oh, you guys can stalk me on Instagram and Snapchat at Paris Rose with 2 R's. I'm going to miss you guys.
I'm going to miss all of you, ladies. You can find me, Sahai, at Say Hi Sahai on Instagram, Snapchat sometimes, and Twitter at SayHitsahai.
Thank you all for tuning in. July cannot come soon enough. But until then, you can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness. Lioness with a Y, Sarah with an H, and on Instagram at Sarah_Lioness.
Black Hollywood Live family, it's been a pleasure kicking it with you guys. I want to make sure you guys like stay in touch with us. We'll be back in July. You guys be safe, make good decisions. And this is Black Hollywood Live signing off. Peace.
Bye. See you in the comments.
'From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.